Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, who goes for the first time out of the village of Vrindavan to herd the cows.
I thank you so much. From you, from whom is it?
From Gopinath.
From Gopinath himself. Good. You must know that Lord Krishna, up till the end of his fifth year, was not herding cows, but calves. And there was a reason. The Brijvasis first and foremost his own father and mother, were so attached to him that they could not tolerate even a moment of separation from Krishna. So they gave him only calves to herd, because the calves would stay around the houses and they would not leave the vicinity of the houses. So Krishna was small, and he therefore was allowed to only take care of the calves, so that he also would not enter the jungle of Vrindavan. Therefore, strictly speaking, up to the beginning of his sixth year, he was a calf herder, not a cow herder. Now, you must know one thing about Krishna. One thing which is true both in the Krishna of the Bhagavad Gita, that is the origin of the material and spiritual worlds, and which is true especially of Krishna, the charming little cowherd boy of Vrindavan. These are different aspects of Krishna. He is at the same time the most beloved, charming sinosaur of the eyes of all the Brajavasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and at the same time the all-powerful Lord, who just needs to breathe out and the whole material universes emanate from him. The Lord who is playing with his cowherd boys, as you see on this painting, is also lying down on the waters of creation in a mighty form as Mahavishnu, and manifests all the universes. But that form, which is playing and with the cowherd boys and interchanging a variety of loving exchanges, is more lovable than the awe-inspiring Lord, who not only breathes the universe and our worlds out, but when he breathes in, they all come back into him. So that is quite something. Very difficult to relate to with a lot of love. You can only relate with awe and respect. But that Lord of Vrindavan is attracting our love very much. So I want to talk about this love, this Lord, and I want to focus especially on one point, that if he wants something, it will be done. If God wants something, it will be done. So we will start there. She said, why did Krishna leave the house so early this morning? And where did he go? Mother Yashoda looked very disturbed when this question was asked. And she looked to the side and with pain in her voice said, I don't know why Krishna went out so early, nor do I know where he went. And then Yashoda, after looking around and seeing that only elderly women her age and respectability were there, started to open her heart. I just don't understand Krishna any longer. No, I understand him. Previously, I used to bathe and dress him in the morning. But now he says he's so shy and doesn't want to be seen naked before his mother. So he has asked boys who are of the same age as he is to bring the golden vessels with lukewarm water from the Yamuna and bathe them. He doesn't want me to be around. I know it is natural. Boys will someday come of age. But there is a great anxiety which disturbs my heart. Day and night I can't sleep. So all the women of Vrindavan are highly, highly emphatic. For them, Krishna was also all and everything. They shared the feelings of Yashoda 100%. They loved Krishna more than they loved their own boys and girls. And when Mother Yashoda, who was so close to him because she was his mother, said she had an anxiety, all the women moved closer. What is your anxiety? Please tell us in great detail. Mother Yashoda said, Krishna says he's too old to herd calves. He wants to herd cows. Oh no, cows! He wants to herd cows! Yes, and you know what that means. Yes, we know what that means. Calves are herded near the house, and cows go to the forest. They drink the water of the rivers and the lakes. And then Krishna will leave Vrindavan village. Mother Yashoda said, we have to speak about this and bring it up in the general assembly of the king of Vrindavan. Let him decide what is to be done. Although the subject of Krishna's desire was brought up in the general assembly of Nanda Maharaj, in the beginning of that day, Nanda Maharaj had a subject matter which he wanted to discuss. Please understand, this is the king of Vrindavan, and it is the royal court. Only ministers are allowed to attend. Very respectable elders are there. And what they do there mostly is they talk about Krishna. Nanda Maharaj said, turned to his two brothers that morning, Sunanda and Nanda Nandana, and he said, I wanted to bring out a subject matter which keeps me occupied day and night. Yes, said his brothers. Can we help you?
Yes.
Krishna is so free with you, his uncles. He used to tell me everything which is on his mind. He asked me for the names of the different trees. I would walk with him through Vrindavan, and he would ask me how much milk each cow gives. And now he speaks very reserved to me. I know it is natural, but it pains my heart. And he speaks so freely to you, his uncles. And all the Brijbasis, they understood the king had some family subject with Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj disgraced means he was thinking of Krishna and then started to say something else. Have you noted how beautiful Krishna has become these days? Yes, we have noted, said all the ministers. His eyes have become more large and they go up to his ears, so big.
Yes,
very big eyes. On his little waist, there are three attractive folds. And we can see also three lines on his neck. His arms have become very long and go down to his waist now. And his waist is thinner, like a little lion waist. Yes, we have seen that, said everyone. And did you notice that his luster, his effulgence has increased? And now he wants to dress differently. Yes, he wants to dress differently, everyone had noticed. No longer does he wear a rope around his waist. He thinks this is what only little boys do. Yeah, little boys. He's also not much more than a little boy. Now he wants to dress in effulgent silk dresses. He sports a peacock feather in his topknot wherever he goes. He insists, where's my peacock feather? He doesn't go out without his peacock feather. Because before he used to be very naughty, but now he is appearing very grave, as if he thinks he's very grown up and he cannot laugh. Maybe Nanda Maharaj remembered a scene when Krishna was just at the end of his fifth year. He was once going to his little bed, and just before he fell asleep, before he went to bed, and he was talking with his friends, and the moon came into the moonshine was shining into his chamber and reflecting on his pearl like teeth. So that there were rays of light from his teeth in the room. And the parents thought these were landings, like this is a landing. So they were trying to land on the rays of light which came from Krishna's teeth as they reflected the moonlight. And they were always and the little boys started to laugh when they saw this. But Krishna thought only very little boys laugh about such things. I'm now a big boy. I don't laugh about such small humorous things. I laugh about the things which big boys laugh about. But as he watched his little boy, his little friends go laughing at these called antics, means the playful movements of the parrots. He also laughed, and then he felt shy. Why did I laugh just now? I'm a big boy. This Nanda Maharaj must have remembered. He used to be so naughty and laugh about everything, but now he thinks he's a big boy and is very grave and serious. He learned the art of indirect speech. His pronunciation is perfect now. And he has perfect sentences. The construction of the sentences are really good. And he has become so formal. Every morning he comes to his mother and pays his obeisances. And Mother Yashoda just thinks, most probably she thinks, why don't you jump into my lap like you used to do before? Why this formality? Then Nanda Maharaj said, I have a question. A few days ago, Krishna was talking, but he whispered to you, Nandas, Nanda, Nandana. And when I came, he stopped whispering, but sat tall. Then I passed you, and he started to whisper again. And then he smiled, and you smiled. What did you talk about? Nanda Tsunanda said, it was a private talk. What? Said Nanda Maharaj. You must understand, he's my son. And something changed in him. What did you talk about? We don't think it's right to disclose it in a public assembly, said Nanda and Sunanda. Said Sunanda and Nanda Mandana. Then tell me privately, said Nanda Maharaj. Sunanda, Nandana, and Sunanda met the king, and they said, King, your son is after all a boy. He's a big boy now. He just turned from his fifth year Kumara age into the Puganda age. And he wants to now take to the family business. That is to take out the cows. And we as his uncles think he is competent to do that. This was maybe the thing Nanda Maharaj had dreaded or feared the most, that one day Krishna would turn from a calf herder into a cow herder, and he knew it was unavoidable. Nanda Maharaj said, I have to talk to his mother. You must understand, we cannot be able to even think of separating from Krishna. If Krishna goes with the cows into the forest, our life will go with him and we will become dead. Yes, all parents are like this. But you don't understand. Krishna is Krishna, said Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda said yes. This is what we also heard. Krishna wants to go out. They talked the whole night. The next morning, Nanda Maharaj had the town's kriya. You know what is a town's kriya? They are called heralds. They go and make a big noise in the town and are like the radio telling the news, you know. Even here in sleepy Belgium, you have a modern town's crier. I heard him. It was a political campaign with a loudspeaker. Elect me, I will never disappoint you. Came from the loudspeaker. And I think all the Radhadesh community has heard it and will take their steps or ignore it. So Nanda Maharaj sent the town's crier out, and the town's crier said, "Everyone in Vrindavan must come to the general assembly of Nanda Maharaj. He says he has something very important to share with the people of Vrindavan." So all the Brijbasis, including the very old omas and opas, the little boys, everyone in between, the youth, the gopis, everyone came in the big assembly hall waiting for the big news which had to be told by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj came in and everyone respectfully moved to the side. Do you know how he was dressed on that day? Like every other day. He had a green coat. And do you know how his beard looked? Like black and white pepper. Some hairs were white, some hairs were black. He had a turban and he walked through the general assembly. Everyone came there. And all those who looked on that morning in his face did not know what would be coming now. He looked extremely serious. He went to the throne. He sat down. And everyone marveled about the unique look on his face. Sunanda, his older brother, asked, "Nanda Maharaj, you are silent. We have all come because you asked us to hear you. Tell us, what do you think?" Nanda Maharaj said, "Why do you ask?" Sunanda said, "King, we know what is in your mind. But I think it is time for Krishna Balaram to take out the cows." Nanda Maharaj said, "Who told you so?" Sunanda said, "Krishna wants it." Nanda Maharaj sighed it like only a father can sigh. He wants it. Does he really want it? He really wants it. "I have talked to my wife," said Nanda Maharaj. "We have consulted the Panjika for an auspicious date. On the waxing moon day of the month of Kartik, Krishna will be given the position of a cowherd boy. all the Brajbasis were moved. Some cried, some laughed. Krishna's the cowherd boy now. On that day, which is now celebrated as, can you know what name it is? Gopashtami, yes. Krishna showed up. He was dressed in colorful silk, like a prince. There was a 3-day festival. Brahmanas were there. They chanted Vedic mantras to protect Krishna and Balaram, that no demons would attack them. The whole community came. And at the end of the celebration, Krishna was presented with a jeweled stick, a stick which was suitable to herd the cows. Before that was a lovely little scene which I would love to share with you. It happened, as far as I can remember, on the second day. Mother Yashoda turned up and said, "My dear Krishna, you will be now walking in the forest where there are sharp stones and thorns. Look what your mother gave you." And she presented a pair of beautiful jeweled sandals, wearless. "In addition, I have a servant for you who holds an umbrella, so that the sunshine will not get on your soft head." But little Gopal had said, "Maya." That's how they talk there. Maya. Maya means mama. "I cannot accept your gift if you don't give jeweled sandals to my cows also, and a servant for each of my cows." Do you know how many cows are in Nanda Maharaj's herds? Who said 9 legs? 900,000 cows. Mother Yashoda said, 900,000 cows you have, and each one has not 2 feet, but 4 feet. 900,000 times 4 jeweled sandals. That's too much. And from where will we get all the servants and the umbrellas? They are not available. Then Krishna said, "Then if my cows go barefoot, I will also go barefoot. I am now a protector of the cows. I cannot have more than my cows." And then Krishna said a very famous sentence. Would you like to know this famous sentence?
Yes.
He said, "Mother, do not fear. Dharma rakshita rakshitaha. He who protects his dharma is protected by dharma. If I act now in my dharma as a gopal, a cow herder, and not a vatsapal, means a calf herder, then if I act according to my dharma, dharma will protect me. There will be no problem for me." When the cows heard that Krishna, they have also the information service, when they heard that for their sake Krishna renounced a set of jeweled shoes, they went in the night into the forest of Vrindavan, and with their sharp hooves they pulverized all the sharp stones so that they were soft dust, because they wanted that Krishna's feet are not pierced by the sharp stones. So much love. So then the day comes. Krishna, there were all the cows. And Krishna, true to the custom of the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, stood behind all the cows and he started to give the signal, deer, deer, hey, hey. That means, let's go. In case you don't know. But the cows didn't start. The cowherd men used the signal. They stood in the same position and the cows would very lovingly walk in front. But when Krishna, the Lord of everything, stood and gave the same signal, here, here, hey, hey, the cows just stood still and they wouldn't move. Do you have any idea and solution for this mystery? Sonia. You have given the solution, but not the reason for the problem.
Is there one see Krishna, of course?
Yes, yes, you know everything. Then the cows were here, and Krishna was there. They looked because Krishna is so beautiful. So Lord Krishna moved in front of all the cows and he started to play the cowherding raga. Flower, you know everything. What?
A robe.
A robe, yes, a robe is there. A bowl is there, yes, correct. Pratigamya, a flag is there, yes, and a lightning flash, so that all those who meditate about this lotus feet will feel how the lightning flash comes and splits the mountains of sinful reaction into many pieces. Yes, so all the Brijbasis looked into the dust, and seeing the beautiful footprints of Krishna, they were absolutely charmed. You may think, but that's not possible. If Krishna went in front and 900,000 cows followed him, then they must have destroyed the footprints, no? You are wrong. Any other footprints would have been wiped away. But these footprints of Krishna were respected by the cows. They all walked around the footprints because there was an unspoken agreement between all creatures in Vrindavan. No one would ever destroy the beautiful footprints of Lord Krishna, which he left in the dust of Braj. Hare Krishna. To think about the love of the Brijbasis, the residents of Vrindavan, for Krishna. The loving exchanges which went on. We all suffer only because we do have no access to this real love. If there's love in our heart for Krishna, for his devotees, there's no problem. And Lord Chaitanya says, through the chanting of the holy name, this love of Krishna is coming into the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Today is a special day. Today is the birthday of Surabhi Kunj, who will be one of your music teachers in the Kirtan course, and who gives a wonderful example. And I wanted to say this. I said this to you, Surabhi Kunj, when you were on the balcony. But I really appreciate that you were brave enough to follow your inner calling to become a flutist of the Bansuri, bamboo flute, for Krishna. It was not easy for you to make the decision, because it would mean you would leave for some time in the year, for major part of the year, the Radha Desh community, and be out there with other students, I believe in Rotterdam. You were in two minds at one stage, but then you understood Krishna will certainly protect me if I learn this. I want to do it in his service. And today I was thinking, since yesterday I'm thinking what to give you for your birthday, and after thinking extremely hard, finally I knew: rice crackers. But there is a special story. They are offered to the Lord. They are very special rice crackers. When I was young in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada sent to the Hamburg temple one text or verse and purport which he had just translated. The verse says, those devotees who only eat enough grains but do not daily relish the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna by reading the Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita will become weak and fall from the transcendental platform. So I have translated this to your birthday. So Rabbi Kunj, if you only eat rice crackers but do not relish daily the beautiful instructions of Krishna, Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam Gita, even if only for 10 minutes, the chance is that after some time, it will take a long time because you're extremely strong spiritually, but after some time you might become weak. So these rice crackers are therefore not ordinary rice crackers. They are remind you crackers to relish Krishna consciousness talks, pastimes, maybe Krishna book, what you like to read, and then you will be strong on the transcendental platform. So these are remind you crackers, not rice crackers. Please accept this. I was really thinking very hard. So, what do we do now, Manu? We request you to please lead us in kirtan on you. Hare Krishna. Good.